Chapter 56. Zdarovya. The complaint that prompted Lauer's firing ended in the same way, with a payout and a non-disclosure agreement. When we first spoke, Brooke Nevels, the unnamed colleague whose story NBC leadership and the press had deemed a consensual affair, doubted she'd ever be able to go public. As I stepped out of hard rain into her New York apartment, she kept an eye over my shoulder until she locked us in.
"I just live in terror," she said. "And after your story about the spies, I got even more scared. I knew who I was up against and the shady shit they did."
She was in her early 30s, but with a gangly, adolescent quality.
"Tall, awkward, and flat-chested," she said with a laugh.
In her apartment, art and books were everywhere. As in a Murakami novel, cats were everywhere. Nevels had six until that morning, when one had to be put down due to kidney failure. She told me this with the affectless delivery of someone who had been through too much. Over the course of the past 2 years, Nevels had attempted suicide. She'd been hospitalized for post-traumatic stress disorder, descended into heavy drinking, pulled herself back. She'd lost 14 pounds and gone to doctors 21 times in a single 10-month period.
"I've lost everything I cared about," she said. "My job, my goals."
Nevels was raised in the suburbs of Chesterfield, Missouri. Grade school report cards said she spoke up a lot, smiled a lot, had a sharp sense of humor. Her dad was a Marine in Vietnam, earned a PhD in marketing, and became a civilian contractor for the Pentagon. Her mother, a TWA flight attendant, died of a heart attack a little over a year before our meeting. Nevels told me that her mother was just that kind of person that wanted the world to be better. Nevels had wanted to be a journalist since she was 13 and learned that Hemingway wrote for the Kansas City Star.
"You go into journalism because you believe in the truth, that people's stories matter."
She frowned. Rain drummed at the windows.
"I believed we were the good guys."
After college at Johns Hopkins, she interned at a few newspapers. In 2008, she got her dream job as an NBC page, the network's career development program. Over the following years, she worked her way up from...